Let's put up the signal right now.
Gordon!
There he is.
Gordon!
Already here.
Where
See
is
the
he?
Signal, and I show up immediately.
That's a nice...
And man, it's kind of a beating today. This shows you my commitment because I was already, I would say, 7/10 of the way home when I saw the signal, had to turn around, get back here to the studio.
Well, when you look in the skies and you'll see your face in lights.
Yes.
Just, we're calling you. Please
Thanks
help
for
us.
Coming back.
Yes, it's a silhouette of my face and with my big Cro-Magnon forehead. Like, I have the worst looking. Look how... non-human this looks right here.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I see this. I have a huge brow line. What do you call that?
Oh, well, it's like it's swollen. What is that?
Well, it's not swollen.
It's a skull,
that's my
man.
Donnie, that's the way the Lord made me, sir.
That's why he was born.
So
swollen skull.
Yeah, born this way.
It's a five head.
Cro-Magnon.
I don't have a five head. That usually refers to
you could show a
tall forehead.
Show a movie
your hair is
thing.
Not receding or anything. You have a full, thick head of hair.
Yes.
I could drive
I've talked about this before. I'm noticing more and more hair in the shower drain.
Are you really?
Yeah. And I asked the doctor about it when I was in the, you know, getting the physical. And he says, it's not male pattern baldness because that would be balding in the top of my head and
yes,
then on
Gordon.
My temples.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Donnie.
Yeah, I was born this way.
Yes.
No, I don't
born.
Think so.
Please.
So,
it was leaving me a long time ago. I knew what my status was going to be. It was high school, college, wedding, damn. 98 is when I shaved it all off, and I've been doing it ever since.
The four levels of baldness. Nice.
That's full out.
I've always wanted to go with the full bald head look, the shaved head
do
look.
Dude,
you should do it tomorrow.
Your hair will grow back if you don't like it.
It'll take too long to do that. Although my hair does seem to grow fast, but that just may be a subjective perception thing. Didn't grow any faster than anybody else's.
Like, I've always imagined, because my grandfather had tons of ear hair, and I found it disgusting. But it feels like the nose hair is just, like, natural. Like, is that... equally disgusting if
yes.
you see someone walking around and they have hairs poking out of their
yes,
nose.
Yes, you should manscape
oh,
your
of course
nose hair.
You do. Yeah, I just feel sometimes you...
I feel like the nose is worse than the ear.
I don't know.
They're both pretty bad. I watched a movie recently, an old Albert Brooks movie, and he took off his shirt. And why a major motion picture star would just allow the back hair, I don't understand. In a film... And, like, he had hair just all over his shoulders and his back.
That's pretty bad. I couldn't keep hair on my back.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Like, I have hair on my chest
but it's
and
gotta
my
be,
belly.
It's got to be hard to shave that stuff, though, right? Maybe that's
well, you
why
you can get a back shaver. They make those with an extended handle so you can groom your back.
It doesn't feel very accurate.
To. No, you got to look in the mirror.
Who wants to do that?
I just don't like hair, man.
I don't know that I've ever looked in the
you
mirror
don't like
and liked
hair.
Anything I've ever seen.
No, like below my neck, I'm just not a fan of hair.
Do you get the laser pubic hair removal, Matt?
No, but I take care of all of that myself for the most part.
Do you have a dedicated shaver for it, or is it the same one you use on your beard?
No, I have a dedicated shaver for it, yeah. But
I don't believe you. You didn't say that with a lot of...
Well, because I was trying to think what that would... Because the razor that I use...
For down there?
Yeah, for certain stuff, I switch the blade out, but it's the same razor handle.
You razor it?
Yeah.
That's I don't not, razor it.
Yeah, you shouldn't
that,
razor it. You
right,
should use
I feel like that would be
hair
very...
Hair trimmer.
Very uncomfortable growing back if I razored it.
Well, it was when I first started doing it, but I've been doing it for over 20 years.
Even the boys. You razor the boys.
Yeah.
That's always tricky.
I know. That feels like...
You got to be very careful.
You talk about bleeding like a stuck pig. If you,
yeah,
any,
you don't want to nick
that
any
area.
Crossways is like, oh my gosh, what's happening?
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like a soda fountain.
I think your skin adjusts to it.
Yeah. Like, whoops. Like, damn.
Yeah, there's been some incidences when I was younger.
Yeah, that is, it's kind of hard to, it's kind of hard to get the air to heal when you hit yourself down there. It just takes forever. So you have to be really careful. There's no way I'd put a razor down there. Not even close.
And it seemed like it took guys a lot longer to realize that they need to take care of that area the way that
and underarms
women
the,
do.
The women's is we're doing yeah. it.
But there are some dudes that don't take care of the underarms, and right. it's just still full buckwheat and a headlock.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't do that either.
You guys shamed Bingo. Me. You guys shamed me into shaving my armpits a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, good.
You had 70s porn.
Yeah. I did not have an afro
just
under my armpits.
Just smelling like a
what?
Smell like what? Go ahead, Donnie. What?
Continue. I was going to hit another bingo, and I don't want to. I don't want to satisfy your bingo card. I don't want you to win.
I'm not here for your bingo card, sir.
I was going to say smelling like a wet puppy. Bingo!
Oh, yes. Bingo! Donnie always accusing white people of smelling like wet puppies.
That is so not true.
It is kind of true, though, well, isn't it?
I got accused of that also growing up. It just wasn't a...
That you smelled like wet thing. Puppies?
Of course. When I'm outside as a kid all day, hey, you smell like a wet puppy. Go yeah, take a bath.
That'll happen.
I want to hear about more things you, like stereotypes of white people that you heard growing up.
Yeah, what else?
I always get a kick out. What's another one? That we like mayo a lot?
Yeah, that's just, you know, I think that's just one of the outward ones that are out there.
That's so weird.
That's not one of the good secret ones that what? You don't share.
Yeah, my uncle hit me up to a couple that I still think to this very day. As I heard it a ton growing up, though, so I had to believe it, right?
Like what?
It was that soap doesn't lather up on white people's skin. That's why you guys smell like that.
Come on. Why wouldn't it?
That's we just
so
have
bizarre.
Something in our skin that doesn't
know.
Respond
yeah,
to
just,
soap.
Soap resistant.
Yeah, like
we have soap resistant
anti-aloe
skin.
Or something. I don't know.
Anti-aloe
I just skin. I just heard that.
Wow.
It's like, wow, okay.
It lathers, all right.
And then you walk around. Like, checks maybe, out. Maybe that's right.
Okay.
Because we smell like wet puppies.
Hit me with another one. What else?
It's because all the mayonnaise we eat.
Well, the big one was, you know, never trust a black man without a mustache or a white man with one. That was big.
There's something kind of to that, isn't it?
And not just, not
like
even
just
the full beard,
though,
just
right?
the mustache, yeah. right?
I mean, that's, okay.
So a bald-faced brother is like, I don't know, you kind of look at him sideways.
So Tom Selleck would just not work.
Yeah, you don't trust him.
Okay.
Like, you just keep him at arm's distance, because you know what? Hey,
I think you
I don't
trust
know.
Tom Selleck, because he had a... He had a nice mustache.
But he was...
It's the... what's the guy's name Wolfrey for the Brimley? Rangers?
Oh, Lowe. I was going to say
Hitler. Oh, Daryl Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's
Nathaniel
the kind
Lowe?
Of... Nathaniel Lowe.
So I think he's more
like
fun.
Like a walrus mustache is okay. Like a Wilford Brimley
Wilford
type.
Brimley, yeah. something like that.
Is it?
Andy Reid.
But the little Derek Lowe... Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I mean, Nate Lowe. I was thinking Derek Holland.
Yeah, Nate Lowe's you know with the it's the little pencil thin one that just kind of creeps me out.
I've not subscribed to that.
I don't. You got, I don't. You got another
There's
one.
Another
in
one.
Mind?
What is it?
No.
You're smiling as you're thinking of all the
like,
horrible things.
This? Is this okay?
Like, no, we really didn't have to think about those because seriously, growing up, besides school teachers. Those were basically only the white people I saw. Like, growing up in the hood, man, it was just us and Hispanics in school the whole time. The only time, the first time I really had a class with more than one white person was my first day of college.
And he had a mustache?
And it
that
freaked
stat
me
still
out.
Freaks me
it
out.
It freaked me out.
That was the first time you ever had a white classmate?
Well, more than one, because we did have one. One white girl
we did
in my
have
high school.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one
it
guy.
It offends me that you worded it that
we met
way.
Our quota in high school with one girl.
It was that dude that came to that place we were broadcasting from like 2 months ago. Remember that guy? He's a white guy. Showed up and said, hey, me and you went to school together.
Wasn't in my class, though.
Oh, okay. All right.
Were you a big dog in school?
So I'm talking about 1988.
Okay.
So how was that one girl
she was
treated?
Fine.
Did
she
have an active social life and everything?
I don't know that. But I almost asked her to prom because my date kind of dissed me and I needed a date and I thought about it. But, you know, back in 88, things are different.
Gosh. Would you have been frowned upon had you taken her?
Not saying frowned upon, but it's not the regular case that we have right now. You see a lot of mixed couples now.
Right. Yeah, now it feels like there's...
What's the case in 88? But we would have had a good time. No one in our class would have said anything badly about mm-hmm. us being out there. No one. It would have been fun. It would have been fine.
So you went from going all the way, you had to go all the way to college before you had multiple
white students.
White students.
I'm telling you, first day, first class, I walk in, and I sit close to the front, of course, because I'm a nerd and I'm nervous.
Math man.
But everyone around was like, holy crap, like, first time. And then there was a brother who walked into the class, and I felt a little bit of relief because, okay, at least if it goes down, I'm back to back with him, we can fight our way out of here. He walked in a couple of steps.
Confidence, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, calm down.
Kind of looked down at his thing, looked up, and then walked out. Like, damn it. So, yeah. First class, only brother in there. First day. I was nervous.
Yeah, that had to be different. Weird, right? Like,
Yeah. I survived, though.
Now look at you now.
I made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I look in. I walk
still
in.
I was about to say.
Same situation, right?
You front-loaded your life, and then now the whole rest of your life just seems to be so different.
Yeah. It is a shock.
Blow me up, pal.
What he's trying to say is
what
to blow me up.
Donnie's trying to say.
I seriously thought about going to a HBCU just to, you know, kind of continue the tradition and feel a little bit more comfortable. I really thought about it, but.
Which one were you considering?
Texas Southern.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would have graduated.
Yeah.
That's a kick in the school, man. And I wasn't mature enough to handle that. So I'm glad I didn't.
You don't strike me as a partier, though. Like,
I would have gotten down there.
Really?
And lost my damn mind. Like, there are some people that get to a campus.
You're like one of the most responsible guys I know, though.
Well, that's only occurred. Like after college.
Like what changed for you? What made you get your act together and not go down the partying way?
Well, I really didn't do a ton of it in high school. Like a lot of people, yeah, they drink, they went to parties and all that. I really didn't do that in high school.
I didn't either.
And my senior year, it was conflicted because I skipped a grade and I was 16. But all my friends are 18 and they're doing 18-year-old things. And my parents are like, well, you're 16. Like, but I'm a senior. Like we have to come mm-hmm. to some compromise or something. And so I just didn't party that much. So when you get to college and you don't have any adult supervision as far as
it's a shock
you have to go to
system.
This class, right. You have to do this, and there are parties available all over the place and no professor cares that you're doing this. Like I was on scholastic probation like for a couple of semesters. I kicked it hard and then realized like, oh crap, like this is not what this is all about. My older sister kind of did the same thing. She was salutatorian of the class. She went down to Austin, and she kicked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, okay, well, I'm going to do something different. Then it just hit me the same way. And we weren't, like, sheltered or anything growing up. It was just, oh, my gosh, this all this freedom for me? I can do whatever I want?
Interesting.
This is great.
So you were, so how long did it take you to finish school?
5 years.
That's about normal.
Yeah, that's...
I dropped fencing.
Took me 10.
In college. I dropped fencing also. Yeah.
So were you? So you were 17 as a college freshman.
Just turned 17 when we got
Dang.
On campus. It was That's a whole wild. New world.
You see these 18-year-olds walking around. You're like, oh, hey, girl.
Hey, how are you doing?
You're like, you want to come back to my dorm?
Well, no, I did not have that courage. No,
I didn't either. So you like as soon as you got there, were partying and just drinking and.
Not really drinking a ton, but just I was at every single party. Anytime there was a gathering involved, I was right
well,
there.
Well, what are you like, doing I at the party if you're not drinking?
Well, you know, you're dancing, you have a good time, trying to talk up on girls.
Yeah, see, I forget that you and I are very different. I'm a never dance.
Oh, I'm
and you're
an
a guy
always
who
dance.
Always dancing.
And I feel like that was the one thing that I did okay to get the girl to go, okay. Hey, that's a little rhythm on him. Oh, like maybe I can talk to him instead of walking up, you know, with a, you know, a thing of crown or something. Walking, hey, baby, how you doing? This wasn't my game.
So how successful were you in college with the lady?
Yeah, because they were all older than you.
I know.
And they liked that? Like, did you tell them that you were 17?
Yeah, I couldn't lie to them.
Man, interesting.
Like, how much did you pad your stats during those years?
Well, it was only padding because high school was...
Uh-oh,
no stat book. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. No. Not even close.
So you lost it when you were 18?
In college? No. It was even a couple of years into college.
Same as me.
20?
19?
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
Dang.
Like, I talked a good game, and there were girls that liked me, but I was so scared.
What are you crash president,
I was
man?
So scary when it came to the ladies.
Did the girl that allowed you access to the most heavenly
to deflower
delicate,
her?
Delicate, no, she wasn't. Yeah. I didn't deflower her.
Did she know? You. Yeah, he almost fell in.
You're like, is it supposed to be like this? I thought this was awesome. Why? This isn't okay. That great.
Is there anybody in there? In there?
She's like, well, I think you are.
I think I am. I don't know.
So did she know that this was your initial outing?
Wow. That's a great question. I don't know.
You didn't tell her?
Or did you try to pass it off as, you know,
and she's like, this, wow, is, that was
this is old
again.
For you, man. There's, you've been here before.
Probably a 100% chance I tried to pass it off like I was, you know, king, you know what. She's had no idea what I was doing.
Man, that's wild.
That was a White Elephant Day
story.
No, it's not a story, but we thought about maybe bringing in the one who deflowered you to have for a segment.
Oh yeah. No.
Yeah. Touch the V.
I can't do
Would
that.
Would you do that, Matt?
Have that girl come up? No way.
How old was she?
We were 20-something, I think. I'm trying to remember, yeah.
Is this a girlfriend or just a girl at a party?
Girl that I was very much into, yeah. We were dating for a while.
And was she, were y'all waiting till marriage or trying to?
Yeah, I think,
like, why
I don't
did
know.
You waited for a while with her? So
yes, I was almost 22. Yes.
Dang.
Yeah. I don't know. I never, when I was in college and high school, I was kind of the same. I was really into youth group and all that. I didn't drink at all in high school. I think I drank twice in my life before I turned 21. Never partied, never did anything. And I was really nervous.
I was scared. Yeah, it was. That's
I kind of had in
me.
My head that there's a lot of fun things you can do that don't result in a baby. So, I don't know.
It rhymes with banal.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what that is. I don't know. You have to explain it to me later.
I was a very late developer with all that I was really nervous about.
And I was so envious of all the cool dudes in school. You know what? They probably, some of them weren't doing anything, but they put out the perception of like, every girl walking around, they had. And I'm like, man, that's so great. I wish I could do that. Just so far away from actually even happening.
So how would you rate your performance on that first time?
F.
Well, yes, I know, but I'm saying how would you rate your performance during that?
F. It's terrible. I know it was. Hell, I probably ranked the last performance I had as an F. I don't think there are too many passing grades on my ledger.
Still have a failing average for all these years?
I don't know.
What about you, Matt? How did it go?
It's just one of those awkward instances.
And that's the one thing I want to know. Like,
she was like, okay, I mean, don't move. I was like, why not? I don't. I mean, it was just, I don't know. It was weird.
There's no way.
You don't know what you're doing.
No, there's no way she thought that was probably 40 seconds into it. She knew, okay.
That's got to be the most awkward moment of your entire life.
What the hell is
happening
here? Matt
never got to the 40-second mark.
You know what? I probably didn't, honestly.
What's that feeling? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, is that not the most awkward moment of lifetime? The first time ever? That it has to be, because you're afraid to say.
But you'll never forget it. And then if you're with someone, it wasn't their first time, they have no clue. Like, it's out of their minds as soon as it's done, and this is something so precious for you and your heart because it just happened, and this is the greatest. I'm going to ask her. I have her number. Who
do you really?
Me. Oh, yeah.
Let's call her up.
I know exactly who
like
it is.
Like, when was the last call time you right talked now. To her?
Oh, years.
Hello, who's this?
No, she'd know.
Oh, is that why they call you Donnie Do?
Yeah, she remembers. But she doesn't
Not a clue.
You said
she
that she didn't
she
know.
She doesn't probably remember that. She probably still, to this day, doesn't know that was my first time.
Were there repeat performances with her? Like, or was this a one-time thing?
Boy, that's a great... No, I think there were maybe a couple of repeat performances, and I think that was about it. Mm. Yeah, maybe I have to think about
couple
it. I'll think about
repeat.
It.
Yeah, we'll call her and ask
that's
her. She might remember.
That's a very personal thing that'll be out there on the airwaves.
Does your wife know this person?
Yes.
Like, you guys hang out?
No, we went to school together.
Oh. She messaged her for tips when y'all first met?
Hell no.
Did your wife ever text her and say, why didn't you warn me?
Well, yeah,
it's just
going to
be this disappointing.
Oh, he's still throwing out F's, huh? D minus. I think the highest grade I've ever received was a C plus, and I probably ran
Hell
around
yeah.
like Rocky after winning about some.
C plus is good, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Look at the time. Throw up the signal.
Yay!
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you, guys.